All right, that should be long enough. You know, I just forgot that we need to circle back to Mark. Told you, pregnancy brain. KC8FQV, Mark, are you out there? Are you still...
Lucy, KC8FQV, I'm going to say Charlie and Charlie. So we'll say that Charlie and Charlie on the trivias. And, yeah, I just did a Google search on what the heck is up with Yahoo. Yeah, there are Yahoos out there. I think they got a problem. And every time I want to go to a thing, you know, go to one of my other Yahoo accounts, it keeps opening new tabs. Holy smokes, they got a problem. Well, look at Cleveland. They got a problem with their computer systems. You know, this whole computer thing deal, it's getting bad. You know, we have tip and ring. You know, the phones used to be tip and ring was the what they called for the service. And now you have where you can move the phone number. But I've dialed a number of people in the city here that I've known. You know, there's a couple of hams that became silent keys. And, of course, when they become silent key, eventually their number gets, you know, not needed anymore. They don't need it because it's not there. So they no longer need it. Other numbers, like my brother just dropped his phone number, landline, because they had the mobile numbers. And I call these numbers back, and like his was about five or six years back. There's others, you know, they all say that number, no more further information's available. So like the whole 562 prefix stuff, I meant to say half of the 562 landlines, probably no one's using. And we just keep adding new exchanges, new area codes, because they're saying we're running out of them. Well, I think they're just so much stuff. You know, they call them, I guess, burner phones. I mean, what's going to happen? Are we going to just have a big meltdown someday on the internet and VOIP and everything? You know, we've got to start thinking about that. I think these servers are starting to have meltdowns. So, we'll connect KSFQV, but Charlie,